Morning. It's Tuesday, the new 107.3, the Eagle, Tampa Bay's classic hit station, and a tremendous Tuesday to you. 22nd day of June, 2010, 6:04 our time. Nick Van Cleve, coffee is on, and toast is toasting. And Stu got no love, got no props for the drop. They won some outs. Stu Sternberg wants the Rays out of the drop, and they're hunting new sites. And Mayor Foster says, no, not so fast. So the first round of follies to happen, well, actually happened yesterday, and you'll read about them in the paper today. That will be the conversation. The more I'm reading, and I think the St. Pete Times put it best. By the way, TVT, St. Pete Times paper also, what does it say, Trop Dead? Pretty clever headline, guys. No doubt about that. But I think it was Gary Shelton said, look, you know, let's not get too crazy with this thing, because if it comes down to it and Mayor Foster tries to hold them in St. Pete and it gets ugly, then all of a sudden they go shopping for distant options, as in Vegas or San Antonio or Charlotte. So, yeah, this one's going to get thick, and the saga of the Rays moving out of the trap will continue. I would say as soon as they could possibly get this done would be, what, 3-5 years, maybe? And I have an option, I think, that may well be somewhat interesting that I'll float later this morning after a second or third cup of coffee. Wow, wild weather last night. Depending on where you were, it got real crazy. 70-mile-an-hour winds, did I hear at MacDill at a certain time? Wind gust? Yeah. And some hail came with it as well, but we did get much-needed rain. High today, low 90s, 78 now.
Eagle traffic, the new 107.3 The Eagle.
This report, I'm Dick Grains with traffic on the new 107.3 The Eagle, Tampa Bay's classic hit station.
Volunteer opportunities.
Take off with the Eagle's 107-minute workday commercial-free flight. Boarding this morning at 8:30. Only on Tampa Bay's classic hit station.
The new 107.3 The Eagle.
The new 107.3 The Eagle.
Tampa Bay's classic hit station.
The new 107.3, The Eagle, Tampa Bay's classic hit station, with at least 50 minutes of commercial-free classic hits every hour. GFR from Flint, Michigan. It is now 6:18 on tap this morning. Tickets to go see Sweaty Teddy, Mr. Nuge at Ruth Eckert Hall. That is coming up at the end of the month, as well as tickets to go see our Rays take on the Snakes, Arizona Diamondbacks, and Tom Petty tickets, too. As if you needed another distraction driving, right? This is like Blade Runner stuff now. This is where we're going. The latest, the state of California considering switching its license plates from good old-fashioned convict-stamped to metal license plates to digital displays. When you're driving, the digital display shows your license plate number, but when you're stopped for more than 4 seconds at a traffic light, your license plate starts displaying advertising messages. And, of course, you don't get a cut of that. All the money will go to California, where the state legislature is trying to figure out just how the hell they're going to bail out their $19 billion deficit. On the good side, the digital plates could also display Amber Alerts if there's a kidnapping. Right now, state legislature is considering a bill that would start a research and testing phase on these license plates. No word on when they would be implemented. Digital license plates. Yeah. Here you go. High today, into the low 90s we go. 30 to 40% chance of rain. Right now, 76 our average Bay Area temp.
Eagle traffic, the new 107.3 The Eagle.
This report sponsored in part by I'm Dick Grains with traffic on the new 107.3 The Eagle, Tampa Bay's classic hit station.
The Ad Council and this station.
Tampa Bay's classic hit station, the new 107.3 The Eagle.
She keeps him away, Shonda.
Get your day off the ground this morning at 8:30 with the Eagles' 107-minute commercial-free flight. Only on Tampa Bay's classic hit station.
The new 107.3 The Eagle.